Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, November 13th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, retailers water down Black Friday and why seniors should still pay attention to their credit score. Walmart is abandoning the frenzied one-day-only Black Friday sales model used to jumpstart the annual holiday shopping season. World's biggest retailer will offer its best deals on television sets, toys, and other gifts over a five-day period beginning the last week of November into early December. They will also offer some of their deepest discounts online in order to cater to those who have grown accustomed to shopping with virtual tools and getting home delivery. A Walmart executive joked, quote, "It used to be called Black Friday, then it became Thursday, now it's a week long. Maybe we should just call it November." Walmart U.S. Chief Merchant Duncan McNaughton said the change comes as shoppers grow weary of camping out in the middle of the night to snag the best deals, believing that people want to shop on their own time. That was evidenced by the fact that middle-of-the-night shopping during the holiday season has decreased over the past few years. The move follows other retailers who spread out Black Friday sales to Thanksgiving night, or retailers like Target, which started some of its deals this week. The move is also an effort to cut down on violent scuffles that have been known to break out at these doorbuster sales events. As we continue, you're never too old to care about your credit score.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Older Americans may seem to have outsaved their need for a new credit score, but Credit.com's Adam Levin says they've not outlived their need to care about it.
Though seniors could turn their backs on credit, it might be something they regret. It's a little like leaving your umbrella at home when scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast. You might not need it, or you might get drenched, because like pop-up thunderstorms, occasions where you might wish you kept your credit can come without much warning. Things such as unexpected health care expenses. If a prescription is too expensive, you can ask about possible free samples or discounts. But if those are unavailable, credit could conceivably help keep you from delaying or going without needed treatments. Also, when it comes to travel, it can be difficult to make reservations without a credit card. Though debit cards can also serve this purpose, they lead directly to your bank account and lack many of the fraud protections that credit cards offer. Your credit reports and credit scores can also help give you an early warning that your personal information has been compromised. Same goes for potential ripoffs. If you have and use a credit card, there are perks offered by financial services companies and laws that provide protection when services are not performed or products are not delivered as agreed. A higher credit score can also reduce the cost of some types of insurance, car insurance, for example, and can eliminate the need for big deposits with utility companies. Lastly, having independent credit can be a godsend to a loved one in the case of death. If one partner has all the credit in his or her name, it could be difficult for the surviving spouse to establish credit on their own. A good credit score doesn't require that you spend a lot, just that you repay as agreed. It's never smart to apply for credit you don't need, but keeping your score in top shape and monitoring it can't hurt. And like that proverbial umbrella, it just might come in handy. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.